5 minutes for questions. So thank you, readers.
Thank you, readers. I wasn't aware of the Emmanuel. Size of the lecture theatre, so we decided to be spread out. So it was maybe sometimes more difficult to hear. But I really enjoyed it.
Let us use the 5 minutes. Emma.
I'm not going to ask a question about the textwork, which I should do because it's my favourite, all of it, but I'm going to ask about Jungle Fever, which I know is the textbook in a way, but could you have done the project, say you'd got, I don't know, 50 quid, so you could just go on bus journeys, so it didn't mean going to Singapore or India, mm-hmm. Could it have been a similar project, could you have done that
yes.
project?
And I have done that project by that. No, I gave you this destination movie. I cut that part of the talk where the idea, part of the critic, it's a critic of tourism, but it's critic of art as tourism as well, of the global artist who goes, and actually the whole chapter I'm writing about becomes about that, about all of us artists and academics who gets invited everywhere to show how work as kind of token representative of our specialism. And in a way, we're not much better than kind of the tourist industry in a way. We're kind of as packaged. So that's how the project started, which means when I went to all these places, there's no guarantee I come with my projects. There is a big chance that nobody would respond, that I would be there by myself in Jungle Fever mode, experiencing a place. In that way, so if that makes sense, that answers your question. So it was a way for me of not being that token representative of my specialism in language or performance, and arriving with a performance which is ready or with a project which is ready. So I arrived there with an idea and a concept that I share with the people from there, and together, me as a person which is new to that space, but them as people familiar to their own environment. Together we go in Jungle Fever mode doing that. So yes, your answer, and that's the point of that guide, which you can download for free from my website, and that's what I said, you can use it in your bedroom, in your boudoir at home. So yes, that's a good point. I should have kept that piece about as a critic of art as tourism, cultural tourism.
Hiya. Do you think the piece that you just did was successful?
Which piece? The performance?
Yeah.
Okay. My first question, I will answer back by your question, what does successful mean?
Well, it depends what
exactly.
you consider your
so,
work.
So, yes, for me, a performance, it's not about being successful or not successful, it's about setting up a task, something which you haven't done, which is not normally done, and doing it the best you can, and being involved in that collective action. So in that sense, yes, I'm really pleased because through a kind of 40 minutes workshop with a group of people that I didn't know, we didn't know what was going to happen. We had an interesting kind of collective experiment in deciding what to do. In that sense, I find it very successful. Secondly, successful because I have never tried it as a strategy. So I could have chosen some of the existing scores and performed them. They might have been more enjoyable for you as an audience, as a listening experience. But for me, it's more successful to do so because everyone who took part had an experience of something they hadn't thought of. They had to go through the same questions that I asked myself about the project in relation to a private experience that became public. So yes, it is successful. What might have been maybe a bit better is the fact that the space was so spread out and that may be the sound. But I think it made us concentrate a bit more. Did you find it successful?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Great.
Thank you.
And I think we have time for just one question. We've got another microphone.
It's not really a question, but a statement. I remember seeing on TV, I forgot where, which program, but it really struck a chord with me. I can't remember the exact quote, but it was something along the line of a Turkish woman growing up in England says she was seen as a Turkish in England, but English in Turkey. And was that what you were trying to
Yes. I said it more playfully. There wasn't the subject of the talk, but yes, in France people think I'm very clever and I speak very good French. In English, actually, there's a French person here who didn't know, she didn't realize I was French, but I have an accent. So yes, it's exactly that, yes. So you end up being a kind of a, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Do you feel that way as well?
Yes, in China, I'm an English person.
Yes,
my Italian emigre friends are called the English when they go back to the South. One more quick question while we've got her here.
The music that you made, I really liked it because it reminded me of something that I did as a poetry thing once. It's called Water Music. I don't know whether you've heard of the poem, but it reminds me of something that's like underwater, and it reminds me of, I don't know, well, you said it was like a whale or something. it sounds sort of like, it was really atmospheric, and I quite liked the, I don't know, the mood that it created. It was quite eerie as well. Do you do any like voice layering on your music, or do you just have, is it just musical instruments?
So what music, that's what you saw was just a document of someone playing the instrument.
Oh, so that wasn't voices as well?
It was, no, it's all come from the instrument.
Oh, okay.
So the instrument was programmed and designed. At the time, in the early 2000s, it took 5 years of Max MSP technology and a lot of funding to get that. Now you can do that on an iPad, on your phone, in a way. But it was designed so that it reacted as if it was a real body, so it reacted to pressure as well. So you had from pure tones to pleasure to pain. And you could then pick up some sounds and start to do some granulation and all kinds of things. So it was a real instrument. What was quite interesting is that everybody who played it completely differently, according to what you bring to it. If you were a bit shy, you kind of tapped, you know, gently. You had the one who came, you know, and just went really into it. And so it really reacted. So it became as a dialogue between this kind of virtual self and someone playing it. So. But I do that as vocal improvisation. What I did after that, I used the instrument to start building my confidence to do live voice work. And
do
I have.
Do you think you could do it on your own?
I do it.
That'd be really good. Yeah.
I do it on my own, and I have a trio of improvised music, and I do improvised music.
Yeah.
And that's my vocabulary.
Yeah, that's great. Because you could do it. How many languages do you know?
How many languages do I speak?
Oh yeah.
French, English, Spanish, and a bit of
you
Arabic.
Lots of different
But I do it outside of language. I call it improvisation on the edges of language.
Yeah, I feel like good.